A common but controversial herbicide is used on school grounds across Pennsylvania. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple. Glyphosate is sprayed on the leaves of weeds to kill them. But a group of concerned parents and others in Pittsburgh are raising questions about its use so close to where kids learn and play. The Allegheny Front's Andy Cubis has more.
Lisa McDonald and her 7-year-old son, Finn, spend most weekends playing on the playground at Pittsburgh Montessori. It's a public magnet school in the city. Finn likes to play basketball and maybe pick a few things from the school garden.
We found things over that way that were like yellow. And we found some that were like the size of a pea, which were not ripe.
But on a recent visit in early August, Lisa and Finn noticed something that caused them to make other plans.
I was rather startled to see a sign stating that the school grounds were going to be sprayed with an herbicide.
The notice explains that glyphosate would be sprayed, or was sprayed, it's not entirely clear because the date wasn't legible, on the school property. Playground, flower beds, lawn, parking lot, sidewalks, all the boxes on the notice are checked. The sign also warns people to stay away for several hours, but the exact times aren't clear. State law requires school districts to post signage at least 3 days before and 2 days after each planned treatment in, quote, an area of common access where individuals are likely to view the sign.
What bothered me even more is that as we walked around the school, it occurred to me that there are 5 other entrances that are accessible to the public and that none of those had signage posted.
Glyphosate is the most widely used weed killer in the country. In 2015, the World Health Organization determined that it was probably carcinogenic to humans. The U.S. EPA disagrees. In a review process last April, the agency ruled that it does not pose a public health risk when used as directed. But a month before, a federal jury ordered Monsanto, which makes the chemical, to pay a school groundskeeper in California $80 million in damages after finding that Roundup, the brand name of the product, was a substantial factor in causing his cancer. Ebony Pugh, a spokesperson for Pittsburgh Public Schools, says that 2 people certified by the state monitor how and where glyphosate is sprayed in the district.
So we only use the product in the summer, and it's not widely used. It's only used in roughly less than half of the buildings that we have, and we'll do it before students come back.
It turns out that the herbicide was never used at Pittsburgh Montessori. It rained that day, but the posted notice was enough to get a lot of parents and neighbors concerned, and Michelle Nakarati-Chapkis says they should be. She works for the advocacy group Healthy Schools PA, which educates parents and schools about health hazards.
We know that glyphosate actually adsorbs to the soil, so it actually binds to it. So if the kid is playing in soil and putting that into their mouth in any way, shape, or form, they're certainly exposing themselves.
At a recent back-to-school night at Pittsburgh Montessori, word spread among parents about the use of the chemical. Sean Carroll has a kindergartner at the school.
Weed control can be done physically, not through chemicals, not just at schools, but like throughout our world, right? And am I against spraying at our school? Sure, I'm against spraying basically anywhere.
Carol is one of more than 700 people who have signed an online petition asking Pittsburgh Public Schools to stop using glyphosate. Spokesperson Ebony Pugh says they have tried other treatments like vinegar solutions, but they didn't work very well. Pugh says the district is listening to parents and they're considering ending the use of glyphosate at their schools. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Andy Cubis.
There's more at AlleghenyFront.org. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple.